Better Luck Tomorrow is a new low-budget independent film about the double lives of a group of overachieving Asian-American teenagers. It was first shown at the Sundance Film Festival in 2002, where some outraged audience members complained of what they thought were negative images of Asian-American youth. The movie was picked up by MTV Films, and film critic John Powers says Better Luck Tomorrow signals a new wave of Asian-American movies that are freer in content and style.
Back in the mid-1970s, Maxine Hong Kingston wrote her great novelistic memoir, The Woman Warrior, about growing up in Stockton, California, haunted by her mother's stories of China. For the next 25 years, the prototypical story about Asian American life was an assimilation drama about the gap, even the clash, between old world values and the younger Americanized generation. But as Asian Americans have grown more and more assimilated, they've begun to find a new tone, breezy, satiric, slightly cynical. That's precisely what you get in Justin Lin's Better Luck Tomorrow, a zesty new black comedy about brainy Asian-American teens in the gated suburbs of Orange County, California. Based on real-life events, it's a topsy-turvy tale of American success that one might call Goodfellas Part 2, The Honor Roll. Newcomer Perry Shen plays the narrator hero Ben, a teenage kid who's almost a parody of the Asian-American overachiever. He boasts a sterling GPA, joins high school clubs because it'll look good on college applications, and he makes the basketball team. But he's actually bored by all this resume-building stuff, and along with his aggressively nerdy pal Virgil, he's looking for action. It comes in the form of the sociopathic Derek, played by Roger Fang, a smug, good-looking fellow student who insists, "We don't have to play by the rules. We can make our own rules." The guys start out selling classroom cheat sheets, but soon they're dealing drugs, handling stolen goods, and like all good gangsters, carrying guns. Yet even as Ben enjoys being bad, he longs for a mysteriously unattainable cheerleader, who may or may not have been in a porn film. But she's involved with a rich kid, a prep school Lothario named Steve. Through it all, Ben keeps on being a model student, working hard at self-improvement.
I shoot 215 free throws a day. My goal is to beat Calvin Murphy's record of 95.8%. That's 207 baskets.
Puntilix, Mark V are concerned about precise exact accordance with the details of codes or conventions.
To get a perfect score on my next SAT, I needed to improve my verbal score by 60 points.
Okay.
I picked a new word every day and repeated it over and over again. They say if you repeat something enough times, it becomes part of you.
Adjective, marked by or concerned about precise exact accordance with the details of codes or conventions.
You can get away with anything if you're clever enough, Ben says at one point, and this might almost be the credo of director Justin Lin. He knows the drudgeries and rebel dreams of kids like Ben, and he fills the movie with good jokes about everything from tokenism in school athletics to the absurd rigors of the academic decathlon. Clearly delighted to show A students gone wild, Lin topples time-honored stereotypes of dorky, docile Asian students like the egregious Long Duck Dong from John Hughes' old film 16 Candles. And he spotlights some young actors worthy of other big roles. Baby-faced Perry Shen is enormously likable as Ben. Jason Tobin's Virgil has the comic ferocity of an egghead Beavis. And then there's John Cho, a sardonically handsome actor who makes the prep school Lothario the movie's defining character. A young princeling who feels contempt for a privilege he doesn't really want to give up. I saw Better Luck Tomorrow with a young Asian American audience who howled at its social satire. They laughed at jokes I didn't even know were jokes. But they grew quiet during the last half hour as the fun turns dark. The problem wasn't simply the violence, but Lin's failure to face up to the bleak reality he's showing. The movie falls into a round of retribution and wish fulfillment so half-hearted in its cynicism that you can tell that Lin's actually too nice a guy to relish the amorality he appears to be courting. Lin's moral confusion finds an echo in his characters. Instead of being caught halfway between the old world and the new, these kids are wholly American after all, Ben and his pals appear stranded in some eerie future. They inhabit a hyper-modern suburban world scrubbed clean of the past. It feels less like a community than some weird test tube that spawns smart, bored kids who feel entitled to the world's plenty, yet also disdain what it brings. Naturally, we never see any parents. In fact, the only adult who remotely registers in Better Luck Tomorrow is a science teacher played by Jerry Mathers, the erstwhile Theodore Cleaver, who was clearly cast for his symbolic significance. The aging beaver's clueless benevolence evokes an idealized, white, middle-class childhood that these days is more a punchline than anything resembling the American dream. For Ben and his friends, such corn-fed innocence is as remote as anything that their folks would have known back in the old country.
John Powers is film critic and columnist for LA Weekly. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. For Terry Gross, I'm David Biancooley.